This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 17th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. U.S. corn planting deemed mostly finished and soybean planting 93% done as of Sunday. That according to the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service in its weekly crop progress report released this afternoon. Corn rated 72% in good to excellent condition, down from 74% last week. Soybeans rated 70% good to excellent, down from 72% last week. Corn emergence was at 93% according to USDA. Soybean emerged at 82%. Winter wheat 94% headed, 27% harvested. Winter wheat conditions rated 49% good to excellent, up 2 points from last week. The spring wheat crop 95% emerged, 4% headed, and rated 76% good to excellent. Senators Chuck Grassley and Amy Klobuchar are calling for 2026 renewable fuel standard RFS volumes that keep pace with biofuels production and availability. In a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency, the bipartisan senators, along with 16 colleagues, urged higher RFS levels for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuels with an equal increase in total volumes. America's environmental and energy security depends on the widespread production, availability, and use of biofuels. Biofuels play a particularly critical role in emissions reduction for heavy-duty transportation, including aviation, shipping, rail, and trucking, while opening up economic opportunities for American farmers. A strong RFS and broad availability of homegrown agriculture feedstocks are critical for ensuring we keep the progress we have made in decarbonizing our roads, seas, railways, and skies, the lawmakers wrote to EPA Administrator Michael Regan. Federal spending on USDA's food and nutrition assistance programs totaled $166.4 billion in fiscal year 23, down 13% from $191.1 billion in FY22 and 18% from the peak of $202.4 billion in FY2021 when adjusted for inflation to 2023 dollars. In FY23, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program spending fell 9% from the previous year's inflation-adjusted amount to $112.8 billion, that despite an increase in participation and maximum benefit levels. The decline occurred because of the nationwide end of emergency allotments, which had temporarily raised all recipients' benefits to at least the maximum for their household size, and that began in March of 2020. Spending on the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children totaled $6.6 billion, an increase of 11% from inflation-adjusted spending in FY22, reflecting increases in program participation and food costs per participant. Combined spending on child nutrition programs totaled $26.9 billion in FY23, falling 24% from the inflation-adjusted total in the previous year. Finally, industry executives and market analysts say Europe's pork industry faces a nightmare scenario if China restricts imports from the region. State-backed Chinese media reported last week Chinese firms had asked for anti-dumping probes into pork imports from the European Union. The news comes after the European bloc imposed anti-subsidy duties on Chinese-made electric vehicles. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Farm Bill impacts food security, jobs, conservation, risk management, and addresses hunger. The time is now for a new Farm Bill. America's farmers, ranchers, and families are counting on it. Learn more at fv.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.